Gwen, can you tell us what kind of support the food shelf receives from local people?
Well, we have many local residents that come and give us some money financially, and also some food through food drives and such. We also have some seasonal cabin owners who come and who send in the mail some support for our Cook County Food Shelf. Our Cook County Food Shelf is totally supported by the residents and such, not by federal or state funds at all. Last year we had a shutdown of the state. It did not affect us at all, which was kind of a nice idea, you know, that we can do very well. I'm also letting you know that we've been in existence for 8 years as far as a volunteer organization. Totally no staff paid. I'm kind of proud of that, 8 years.
That is something to be proud of. Have you had the same volunteers working, or does it vary as to what people have time to serve? And
it does vary. We do have 5 members on our board. That's an advisory board, and we try to keep things running very smoothly. But we also have the volunteers who come and gather the food from the local grocery stores and from other areas, from the churches and such. And that does change. I mean, people have time, or everybody's life does change. But we do have a good core of people who do that every week. And so it's wonderful.
Can you talk about the help you do need? You know, if people have a couple hours here or there.
Nothing runs just on a few people. Every Monday we are open. Whether it's a holiday or not, we are always open. And we do have some needs there for people to come and do paperwork or give out the food. And, you know, we need some strong backs, of course. Also, I need some people to be called upon at any time to give out food. The church will call us and tell us that someone is there for the food shelf. They couldn't make it at the regular time. Right now is the time that they need it. So we need somebody that needs that. We also have a food truck that comes once a month. There, too, it has to be unloaded and stocked onto the shelves. That's only a once-a-month thing. We have people keeping track of the perishable foods. That means that you have to go through every single orange to make sure that the ones on the bottom are not rotting. That's an important job. We need those kinds of things.
It is, and it's things I never thought about. You know, somebody has to do it, but we never thought, who's going to do it? So if I need some temporary help with my groceries.
Yes.
How do I qualify? What do I do?
It is not based on your income. We do have income guidelines on the intake form. Let's be honest. Some people are not comfortable about coming to the food shelf. We are very welcoming people, but at the same time, they have to swallow a little bit of their pride to come in. And that's not an easy thing for people up here to do.
Right. I suppose there's a little stigma saying that, you know, I can't believe I need help, but
yes,
we would encourage people who need that help to just...
Most definitely. We really do not make it hard for you to do that. Come on in. We can talk to you. We can also give you phone numbers of other help through social services or other organizations that may be able to help you. But there is a need. There really is.
Does that need fluctuate? Like how many families are more one part of the year than the other part of the year?
Yes, it does. It fluctuates quite a bit. Of course, the winter months are really the time. But actually, August is the start of our winter time because it's the in-between tourist time. The in-between the summer and the winter seasons where we have many visitors. Those are the seasons that there's no jobs available and things are tighter.
Do donations keep pace with the need?
Donations do not always keep track with that. But I will say donations are very good in December. I mean, absolutely wonderful. January, it starts to fall off, of course. It's the start of a new year or whatever. In the summer, actually, people are so busy. They don't always think about the food shelf, except that we do have organizations that help us, like St. John's Church with fresh produce and the Pie Place with some dairy things. It's good. You know, our community is wonderful as far as that. But yes, donations come in December, which it's a year-round. The food shelf is a year-round thing.
I could also give cash if I don't have a couple of cans of beans or something, couldn't
I? Definitely. Definitely give cash, because we can get our food from Second Harvest in Duluth. But they also are having trouble with the economy as far as struggling to get enough food through their donations, which means that we have that same trouble.